Yeah, I'm not bragging.
Oh, I think it's good. I don't brag. I wish I had something
like that. I'm just telling you, this is the facts. That's just like it stands.
Well, I would like to know where they are in Georgia so I can find
them. Let me see. There was a woman down there in the Army. Her husband is in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 10 or 12 of them. But I don't know if they've left
Atlanta?
Her. No. They was in that camp. Camp Beale, isn't that it?
Fort Benning, Columbus.
Fort Benning.
That's probably where it was. That's a big Army.
Yeah, well, they was there now for a while, but I don't know if they're still there now or not. I couldn't tell you whether they're there. And, Lord, I've sold so many of them that I couldn't begin to tell you where they're all at. They're in banks and hospitals. And there's over here at Calico Rock, that Dr. Grass.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 8 in his clinic.
He does.
He got 4 in the Leslie Bank. And up here at Springdale, Dr. Dorman's has 11. He's got them hanging in his clinic. Yeah, they're just hanging all over the country. They're all over Marshall out here. You've seen them up there.
Yeah, I thought that when I went to Nana's and I saw those, in her house, because she sold out her office and she took everything out of her office.
Yeah.
And I saw those and I thought, without even seeing the signature, that you must have done them, But when you paint, do you always wear something around you to keep
your paint? Yeah, I've got an old sack here that I put over my lap to keep the paint off of my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I get some on, see? Mm-hmm. You can see where I've got. I can't work in it without getting it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I'll have it on my face, just a mess.
Well,
it's
like it gets on you. Well, you wear an apron too, though, like that.
Yeah, I wear an apron all the time when I'm working.
Yeah, and then put a sack too.
And put the sack over me.
Yeah. Well, let's see, where did I get to? One of these, what would you call one of these?
Oh, it's a ballpoint pen, I guess, isn't it?
And then what you hold a baby's diaper in place with.
Safety pin?
Yeah. And then they would have cups in the old days made out of metal. What would they be made out of?
Made out of tin.
Yeah. And of course, it isn't hardly worth much now, but a dime's worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Yeah. And now, in the winter time, now this is talking about clothing and stuff. What would you put on when you go outside and it's cold out in the winter time?
Usually a coat.
And now, men would wear, I guess they'd be homemade too, but the kind of, what would they call the pants that they wore like in the earlier days?
They just call them breeches.
Oh, they just kind
of call them breeches.
Well, why did they have to hold them up with?
Galluses and belts. They wore belts back as I can ever remember.
Uh-huh.
I've seen people wear belts, but most of the older generation, like my daddy, they wore galluses.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That'd be what they wear when they'd have a matching coat and pants, the men would.
They didn't have them back then.
Oh, they didn't have any?
No. You couldn't buy a suit, too.
Oh, they didn't have any at all?
No. I never seen one anyway.
Well, I don't know. I thought that they didn't have those. For a long time, and then after they started getting suits, it seemed like now men would wear. I just barely remember they'd have 3-piece suits, and they'd have underneath their coat on top of their shirt they'd wear